Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Bayal Paray, come to Paray. Why? Because I have hardened his heart in the hearts of his avodim. Be able to put my signs within him. It's a very funny pasuk. Come to Paray, so Rashi v'hasra boy, and warn him. Why should you warn him? Because ani yichvadati asliba v'slev avodav. Because I hardened his heart, and he's not going to be able to listen. He's not going to be listening to you. So, if he's not going to listen to you, what's the purpose of warning him? Right. So that's the question that the Mefarshim ask. So I saw a pshat from Agon Rav Beryl Soloveitchik Zatzal. It's a very nice pshat. This Yodua, the Ibn Ezra, and other Rishonim asked the question, why is the Nes of Yocheved giving birth at 120 years, at 130 years old? L'chor, that's a greater Nes than the Nes of Sarah giving birth at 90. So why was that Nes not mentioned? So the Ramban explains that the only time the Torah mentions Nisim is if there was a Haftacha beforehand from a Navi, or in the case of Avraham Avinu, it was a Malach, they gave a Haftacha beforehand. So that's called the Nes Nidla because it was Mefursim beforehand, Alidei Navi. But something which was not Mefursim beforehand, it wasn't told Alidei Navi or a Malach or whatever, so it's not mentioned especially in the Torah. Why should it be? Everything that happens in the Torah is an ace. All the dinim in the Torah, that a person gets karas for an aveira, or a person gets schar for mitzvah, those are all nisim. Everything is nisim. So there's no need for the Torah to make a big deal out of it. If l'chatchila is predicted by a Navi, so then the Torah makes a big deal out of it. Zokr Beryl, the nest of Shad over here. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe b'yel paray, v'hasra boy, and give him hasra. Why? Because something that's predicted beforehand by a Navi, that is considered an Ace Nigla. And the Mele, through that, because it's an Ace Nigla, so that it'll be an Ace Goli, and then it's Miskayim, V'yidatim Tieni Hashem. So the Hasra wasn't to get Pari to change his mind. He was not going to change his mind anyway. The Hasra was to make it an Ace Nigla, and that'll be something where everybody will be able to see V'yidatim Tieni Hashem. By Choshech it says, Vayet Moshe es yodei al ha-shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu stretched his hand out towards the heavens. Vayhi Choshech ha-feilu b'chol eretz Mitzrayim shloish es yonim. Zokt Rashi, Loma hevi aleim Choshech. Why did he bring Choshech? Because within Klal Yisrael, in that generation, there were Rishon that didn't want to leave. They didn't want to go out of Mitzrayim. So they couldn't remain. So they had to be nifter. So that the Mitzrayim should not say, oh, look, there's Yidden also dying. They died in the Choshech. Secondly, because through that, the Yidden were able to see what was in the homes of the Goyim, they were able to take it. The question is, why Rashi asked this question only by Choshech? Every Maki could have asked him, Mahevi Aleim Dan. Why do you bring... So the truth is, in the Midrashim, there are reasons. But why did Rashi ask this question over here? So I saw brought down B'Shem... the Mariyo al HaTorah, that's the Trumas Hadeshin, wrote a sefer Mariyo Memhei Reshid al HaTorah. And he says like this, the reason why Rashi asks this question is because L'chayr is a little bit in stira. Makas Choshech is a little bit in stira to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Noach. V'yayim v'layla lo yishboisu. Night and day, they will go with their regular seder. And over here, it turned out HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Choshech. And Choshech was there, you know, at a time where it was supposed to be day. It changed the Sidrei HaTeva of the Bria. So the emes is that the question is not such a question, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised he's not going to change it for the whole world. Here he brought Choshech only on the Mitzrayim, not on the rest of the world. So it's really not a steer to what he said. Afal pi ken, zok the Trumas HaDeshen, l'maisi went out of the regular Sidrei HaBria. So Rashi asks the question, why not HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do the Makkah in such a way where you're going out of the Seder Abri even for a little bit? Like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many ways of doing things. So why did he change that? The Teretz is Ein Lechanan. he wouldn't want to. But over here, there were special two reasons. Number one, because they were yidden, they're supposed to die also. And number two, because of the ability to go and ask the mitzrayim for what was in their houses and to point out to them that I know exactly where it is. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paroi, "V'anachnu lo neida manavid es Hashem ad v'yenu shama." Paroi wanted to limit, you know, the amount of carbonas they take out. He says, "No." V'anachnu lo neida manavid es Hashem ad v'yenu shama. Why talking not? So Sofer says a nice pshat. Whenever an ace is done for someone, he's mechuyev to bring a carbon taiva. So therefore, we don't know how many more nisim Hashem is going to make for us, and we're going to be chayv to bring new korbanos for every carbon. We have no idea in advance how many nisim Hashem is going to make. So, and every time we're going to have to bring a carbon taiva. When we come there, after the whole thing gets finished, and the geula, or whatever, our tachlis is finished and going there, then we'll know exactly what we have to bring. The Ksav Sofer adds that this is also the pshat in the pasuk when it says, you also are going to give us oilus zvach, which mechalal mafarshim is because it's very schwer. You don't take behemoths from goyim. You don't know what they did with them. Never. They could have done other avers with them. So taich the ksav sefer gamatotitim b'yeni. You are going to be the goyim of our bringing more korbanos for us, because with your achzarius, you never know how much more Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to punish you. And one Nisim are going to happen, so you're going to be the one that's going to give us the opportunity to bring more korbanos. Those are the Heilig Yiksav Sefer. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, Koyomar Hashem, so said Hashem. Kachatzoyz halayla niyotzi v'soyf Mitzrayim. Umeis kol b'chor beres Mitzrayim v'chor paroi hayoyshev al kisa et b'chor hashifro asher achar arekhaim. The chol v'chor behem, Dr. Pasek, v'hoyisa tz'oka g'doyla v'chol eres Mitzrayim, asher kamayu leini hiyasa, v'chamayu leisaisa. There'll be a great cry, great screaming in the land of Mitzrayim, that, like that, there was never anything like. So you have to understand, what is the nature of this tz'oka? What is this screaming? Well, partially you learn that they're going to have tzar on the misa. Over the Maral explains that hayoyis klal Yisrael, they were mamish absorbed within the citizenry of the Mitzrayim. They mamish became like one nation. The Yidden that lived in Goshen, but the Hamaynam, they mamish blended into the Mitzrayim culture. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to separate them. And that separation was the birth of the nation. And just like when a child is born, the mother goes through tremendous tzar. Tzar laden, tzar ibor, there's, you know, tremendous tzar. So too the Bnei Yisrael had to go through that later. And that later means tzar for the mother. So the screams of the mother, the chavlei later of the mother, that's the Mitzrayim. They went through the pain and the tzar when they were pulled out, and it happened to happen through a terrible maisa, makas b'chayvis. But at the same time, the child also goes through a tremendous, tremendous amount of stress, and then there's a tremendous amount. You're coming from inside the mother's womb, you have everything. You have to push through the canal and come out. Tremendous amount of stress. I'll tell you an interesting zach. We said, Baruch Hashem, we had an einikel this week. I had an einikel last week also, Baruch Hashem. We had an einikel this week. It was a cesarean. So you think a cesarean, you know, it's hard for the mother, but for the child, you know, he comes out, doesn't have to go through the stress of a labor. But the truth is, it comes out that the labor is a big milah for the child, because most of the child, this myanical, had a couple of breathing incidents, you know, afterwards, Baruch Hashem, everything's okay. But they told, you know, they said that this comes about by cesareans. It's not uncommon, because when it's pushed through the canal, the stress of the labor pushes out all the mucus and pushes out all garbage from whatever. Mashenkin, if a kid is born with a cesarean, it doesn't have that stress. So here, it wasn't only tzad the mother, it was difficult for Klal Yisrael also. The Chassam Sofer used to always say this over. Chassam Sofer said that what would attack the Shverikaiten for Klal Yisrael? Number one, they were given carte blanche to take whatever they wanted from the Mitzrayim, but they held back. They didn't. You know, they didn't take everything. You know, they took whatever to be mekayim the mitzvah zehu. That was one thing. Another thing was they heard screaming going on, like mamish, like asher kamoyu leniyah. We can't imagine what it is, but they were told to stay in their houses and not to go out and not to, you know, not to see what's going on. That they had family all over Mitzrayim. You know, that they could have worried what's going on. However, they stayed in their houses. Those were the, that was the tzar ibur of the yidden during that time. But that's the tzaok and gedoyel of the choleris Mitzrayim. It was a later. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the pasuk says, ve'ekach haskem goy, mikerev goy. I took you one nation out of another. So that was the tzaok and gedoyel. As a matter of fact, I once heard from my shver zogezun zayin, that this is the reason why you find keseder in the Torah, you should not go back to Mitzrayim. Because we have a natural tendency to go back to Mitzrayim, because that was the Leda, you know, and it was a comfortable place for us. That was the womb where we were. We had everything in that womb. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to warn us constantly, keseder, do not go back to Mitzrayim. You're a mufka from there, you're born from there, v'zehu. HaChodesh hazeh lochem. HaChodesh hazeh lochem. Now the chiddush of the Levana is ma'over us that we should be mechadish ourselves. We say in the brach of Kiddush Levana, V'alavona amar shet is chadish, Ateres teferes lamusei vaten, Sheheim aschidim l'schadish kamoise. Just like the Levana is mechadish itself, so too Klal Yisrael will constantly be mechadish themselves. That goes on the Yachid. You know, there's times where we can be mechadish ourselves, especially in Nisan, which is his man of his chadishes, but also in the history of Klal Yisrael, when we suffered setbacks, when we suffered, you know, terrible tzaris, we were able to bring ourselves back. We are witnessing Nisan and the flies, what's going on now with Klal Yisrael. After the war, devastated, the ribuy of Torah and the ribuy of Kollel and yeshivas and Torah initiatives. You see it every day, a new Torah initiative that comes out. It's unbelievable what's going on, how many people are learning with the Daf Yomi, with those things. It's unbelievable, and this is, they picked themselves up after World War II, and this is what we have. I'm not saying the zikr problems, right, and the zikr and the siyans that we have to overcome, because with the riwi of Koyach HaKadusha, connected that, the Koyach HaTum also, Zelu Umazeth. Of the Maisi, you see the tremendous ischachos. So the Levana is a simon heim asidim l'schadesh kamaisa. So Talmid Rebbe Yoin in Maseches Brachos, I don't remember which daf, they ask a question: who says the Levana is any union of chiddush? The Levana is mechadesh itself. That's the Tevis HaBriya. Yaakov's Baruch Hu put it in the Bria. This is the schedule. This is the, you know, the way the solar system works, is the way that they go around in a circle, and this man comes, and after a while it disappears, and then it comes back again. But where do you see over here a simon of hischachos? So they answer, l'maisa, to the eyes of people, it looks like hischachos, and well, it's a simon of hischachos. That's where Rabbi Yain answers. Tamid Rabbi Yain. So the Argadal Yo explains like this. He says, amoyudiki yisayit, and he brings down a maral. He says, that we find in the Torah, that there's a kesher between the Mayadim and things that happen in Teva. Pesach is totally in Chodesh Aviv, Shavuos is totally in the Chag of Harvesting, Sukkot is Chag HaOsef. Why is the Torah totally the Mayadim in the different seasons of what happens in planting or whatever? So Zokta Maral, because so Ogad Aliyah is actually Mavar the Maral. He says, it says in Kehelas, Ki Gavoya Me'al Gavoya Shomer. That means, whatever you see happening down here, there's higher madregas and higher madregas and higher madregas that are attached to this. This is just like what happens here in Olam Hazeh. It's just a tiny little simon of what's going on in the Olam Yisrael Yainim. Gavoya mi'al gavoya. So Memele, when we have a Chodesh Aviv over here, when we have a spring, here it looks like the wheat is beginning to grow, or the plants are beginning to grow, but this is just a simon of what's going on in Shemayim, that this tremendous hashpah of his chachas that's being poured down. And if we make the most of it, we can be zeichet to that as chachas. He says a very interesting thing. It's a Yiduadiki Gemara. The Gemara says, in the Sept Shabbos, Daf Yudah Midbeis, Hanoisen pas l'tinoi. If somebody gives a piece of bread to a child, tzorach lo yidia l'imay. You have to notify the mother. My avidu, what do you do? Amar Abaye, shoflein mishka, you rub oil on the head where it's nicker. The mother will see this, oh, what happened over here? So I will say, somebody did this to me, gave me bread, and this will be, she'll be able to be makir toiv. He says, what happens over here with the seasons is Hashem's rubbing the oil to show us that there's much higher things going on over here. It's not just the oviv that's going on. It's a siman that in higher spheres, there are hashbois that are coming down. And that you see from the fact that the Torah is Toila, the Gimel Regolim in the, he's Toila the Yom Toila in the Gimel Regolim. What you see down here represents higher forces. And this is a time tag, a Pesach, Chodesh HaZelachem. This is a time for Eschatches. However, in order to be Zoich to that Eschatches, Klal Yisrael had to go through the Ten Makis. Ten Makis, the Limudim of the Ten Makis, Ribui and Amunah and HaKodesh Baruch Hu. And as the Sfarim speak out, that the Ten Makis were B'chinas Noga V'Rafu. It was a nega to them and a refuah to us. At that very moment that they were being played, we were getting a refuah. We were taking in spiritual nutrients. Nutrients of Geula, nutrients of Kedusha, nutrients of Dveikus B'Hashem. So the Eser Makis prepared them for this Eschatzes. Dozok, to argue Dal Yehov.
When your sons will tell you,
he was Pesach on the houses of the Bnei Yisrael. There's Botenu Hitzil, and our houses he saved. So he was a Talmud of the Noam Elimelech. So one time he was by the Noam Elimelech, and the Noam Elimelech was Mechabrim to stay over at Dvar Torah. So he quoted this pasuk. He says, "V'amartem zevach pesach hu l'Hashem, asher posach al batei b'nei Yisrael." He skipped on the houses of the b'nei Yisrael. So he asked the question, a part of the question, he should have been asher posach me'al batei b'nei Yisrael. Not that he skipped on, you don't skip on. He skipped over them. That's what it should have said. Asher posach me'al batei b'nei Yisrael. Dr. Moshe Leib Sasevin, that when the Rav Yishlom came to the house of Yid, he became so mali simcha that he was dancing on the houses. Do vayit ayid! Do vayit ayid! Do vayit ayid! And he was dancing. Asher posach al batei b'nei Yisrael. He saw the Kedushas Yisrael, the beauty of the Yiddish families. And he got so excited and he was saying, Do vayit ayid! He jumped on the table and he started dancing. Do vayit ayid! Do vayit ayid! That's the word from Moshe Leib Sasevin. I just imagine to myself what Hashem says today when he sees the wacky, crazy, freak Geisha world. Literally freaks. Literally. I mean, I don't have to go into it. You know, he sees a Heilige Yiddish house, you know, raising children. You know, I get so emotional when I drive through the streets and I see older brothers or sisters leading their, you know, their younger siblings either to the bus or taking them off the bus. That's a Heilige Zach. And the Rav Yishlom sees this. And he dances, Do Vayit Ayid. I just want to add to the Vart that this pasuk is going not on the Tzadikim of Bnei Yisrael, it's going on the Ben HaRasha. The Chacham asks, Ki Yisholcha Bimcha, the Tom, Yisholcha Mazois, but the Rosha does not ask. This is the, you know, Ki Yoimru. Afal Pikein HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is a Yiddish and a Shama. And beneath it all, there's beneath all the outside that he picked up from the Galus, up beneath it in the Pnimius, there's beauty over there, there's Kedusha over there that has to be tapped out in the right way.
Das ist ein mögliches Wort von der Moshe Leibsasser. The Gan Erev Rav Ola Itam. The Erev Rav came up with them. The Tzoynu Boker Mikne Koveid Ma'oi. The Mechilta is incredible Mechilta. The Mechilta says, the Gan Erev Rav, how many Erev Rav came up with them? So, one man Gomer of Yishmael says, 110 riboy. That's 1,100,000. Dibre Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Aymer, Mosayim V'arbon riboy. That's 2,400,000. Rabbi Nosson Aymer, Shloish Meyos V'shishim riboy. That's 3,600,000. So Shimon Schwab asks a question. The Novi's Meshabeach Chalish Shol Koyamar Hashem Zocharti Lo Chesed Nurayich Avas Kulay Soich Lechtech Acharei Vamidbor Veretz Loizeru. Like, what's the big praise of Chalish Shol? This probably outnumbered Chalish Shol, according to these numbers. So why is this specifically a praise for Chalish Shol? Says Dr. Shimon Schwab that Lechatchila, this massive crowd of Erev Rav came out. Because they thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to lead them the way of the Pelishtim. That made the most sense. A civilized place. They'll be able to get food. And they'll be able to, it won't be a big sweat off their back. Furthermore, they thought that they were going via, you know, straight to Eretz Yisrael. Right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, did not take them down to the Pelishtim. And he took them, you know, in a roundabout way. The minute they saw that, most of them turned back. And they taka were not left the chachrei by mitzvahs leizeruah. Nor was it was a small group of them that remained, right? And they were taka the goyim of the chayta egel, and they were taka the goyim of asavs of shevi kibum asavu tava, right? But by and large, most of the crowd were not willing to follow. They were willing to go under comfortable conditions, but when they saw it, made it clear that there was no comfortable conditions, they turned back. And the main people that were left, that was the Yid. So I want to finish off with a word from the Grah. The Mashes, the Malach HaMavis, is not going to be given Rishus to come to your houses to play. So the famous question is, what do you mean, where's the Mashes coming over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that did it. Aniv Alei Malach, Aniv Alei Sorov, Aniv Alei Hashliach. So, what's that? I'm not going to give the Malach HaMavis Rishus to go in. So the Gros says that naturally, it made sense. He has so many yin. You know, he had Shishim Rivoi, that's, you know, without, you know, those above 20 with the women and the children. So, it makes sense that every night there were people that were supposed to die natural deaths and the Malach HaMavis should take them. And the logic dictates like that. Dr. the Torah. That even those that were supposed to die natural deaths, well, you need to master Linda Vesbotechen. Fabos, the Goyim shouldn't say, oh, look, the Yidden are also suffering. So even those that were supposed to die natural deaths, even of old age, right? Lo Yidden Amashis was just Linda Vesbotechen. Now, there was a Yid by the name of Revival of Smargan. I guess it was a place near Vilna, Smargan. One time he dreamt he saw his father from the Isle of Manus. So he asked his father, where are you going? He says, I'm on my way to the Grah. On the way to the Grah. For what? He says, they sent me as a shliach to give him a yashikoyet for the pshat that he said, this pshat that he said. They made me a shliach to give him yashikoyet. So he asked his father, why dafka they asked you? He says, I was mechavim to a similar shot later on in his parashas Kairach or whatever. So in the mail they gave me that cover to send them greetings with a shemayim. So somebody found in the Kisvei Agro, he wrote very bekitzer. He wrote this bekitzer. He said, Aldo nitin li shlomo min shemayim. This pshat was given to me shalom min shemayim. At Kan, have a good Shabbos, everybody. So one shot I saw, it's because he was afraid to go into the palace. So Hashem says, like, come with me. Oh. Leich means you're going away. Come with me, I'll be there with you. One of the Mepharshim says that. Shabbos.
So the mitzvah.
What? Yeah, yeah. Right.